This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This Saturday on The Pulse at 3 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio, noon Pacific time, we're going to hear from Scottish researchers John Ravenscroft and Helen St. Clair Tracy about educating parents and professionals about cerebral vision impairment. That's this weekend here on AMI Audio on The Pulse, also available as a podcast. Danielle McLaughlin, Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of Kelly and Company. Thanks for returning with us.
Kelly, on the Chatty Bookshelf, we talk all things audiobooks with Ryan Huey.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? My name is Ryan Huey. This is the Chatty Bookshelf, and we talk all things audiobooks.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again. It's Friday. It's rainy. It's audiobook day for me, as it is always day. So how could it can't be any better, can it?
No, it really can't. You know, sometimes I look forward to the rain because it gives me an excuse to snuggle up with a good book. What do you want to talk about today?
Of course, or you know what? The rain could give you an excuse to listen to a scary book, right? You get that rain, it sort of just definitely changes the mood or the atmosphere.
So you don't like the scary books. I know it's Halloween, but you and Amuthan don't like those.
I don't either.
I told you, it gives me
nightmares.
During the daylight, I like them, but you know what? 6 p.m. hits, okay, time to switch off. Like, let's listen to some good time tunes or, you know, let's watch How I Met Your Mother or something funny on Netflix to get my mind off
good
of it.
Good grief. I'd be a horrible neighbor because I'd come to your door and see what happens to you.
Of course you would. No, this is really great. I like this topic today. So I wanted to touch on two really great audiobooks that were just released, and they're flying off the digital bookshelves, whether it's through Audible, audiobooks.com, anywhere you can kind of find them, Apple Books, even the ebooks are really flying off the shelves. And one has a little bit of a Canadian flavor. So I'm really excited about this one. And I'm actually very excited about the second one. I haven't started it yet. I'm saving it a little bit closer to Halloween, but it's reached the top of my to-read pile for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with the first one then, sir.
The first one, this is fantastic. It's getting such great reviews. It's actually number one on the New York Times bestsellers list right now for science fiction, and it just came out on Tuesday. It actually topped the audible.ca.com and .co.uk charts before it even was released. It's called The Apollo Murders by Chris Hatfield, Canadian astronaut Chris
no
Hatfield.
No kidding.
Well, yes. He's been getting traction this week because him and Shatner have been chatting it up. So, you know, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Not enough good things have been said about it. The performance, they starred one of the best in the business, Ray Porter, to narrate the audiobook. Mm-hmm. And he does not disappoint. I'm pretty sure if there was a sixth star, he would get it. It's unbelievable so far. It's really great. There's just so much going on. But what's really great is that it takes place in the 1970s. So the nostalgic, the feeling of going back, it's so well written that you think that's where you are in the time period. You don't know, you don't really realize you're sitting in 2021 listening to this. So I really enjoyed that. Not growing up in that era, you know, you get a little flavor of that life. And I really, really enjoyed that. Not to mention nonstop action, thrilling. It's amazing. It's simply amazing, this book.
Well, I love anything set in that period of time, any period of time, because I love the historical value, as we've talked about, Ryan, whether it's real events people are utilizing or we're kind of making up their story within the background. Chris Hatfield just amazes me as a musician, a photographer. I had him on an episode of Blindsided from our season one show, and having a conversation with him is just tremendous. And it just always just what? He's writing and that kind of book? Wow.
He can do anything.
Can he?
He's a jack of all trades. Absolutely. Yeah. No, and it's really great because he's been to space before. So there's little nuances. I just listened to an interview with him on Wednesday night, and he was chatting about the book. And he said that if you listen or if you read in these chapters, these are real things that I experienced in space. At one point he talks about lightning and how lightning looks from above. And it's really, really cool. Some of the things that, you know, I would just say, that's science fiction. That's the fiction part, right? But this is a faction book, so it actually weaves in the facts. So, you know, it kind of surfaces around the Apollo 18 canceled mission. I mean, what could go wrong, right? But you know what? He weaves that into his fictional tale. And so you kind of are always guessing, is he telling the truth there or did he make that up? And I really like that he kind of came forward and said, nope, this is true. This is true. Well, this is where I bent the truth a little bit in these interviews. So it's really, really fantastic, this book.
Where does the action take place for this book?
Where doesn't it take place? So it's all over the place. You have some action in space. You travel back and forth between, you know, on the ground, but most of it is up in space, and it surfaces around a sort of, I guess we'll call it, rogue Soviet satellite and some of the stuff that goes on up there. So it's actually really cool and very, very timely with the time period, very, very specific right there. So it's amazing that you can just, the things he can write about and the experiences he's had in space. So it's definitely worth picking it up.
Do you think, Ryan, as we saw this week, as they did the first filming in space with the Soviets did, the Russians did, with up at the space station, and we see that they were doing some work, do you think this will be Canada or the U.S.'s first attempt at doing some filming in space, since we have such a suitable story?
Interesting. You know what? The possibilities are kind of endless, especially with the rapid, I guess, advancement in technology. So I can't say no, but I think that's a brilliant idea. Let's get you into marketing for like Paramount Studios or wherever we need to go. And
let's an idea from it. The Russians. Absolutely. And I even used the 1970s term. Back then we would say the Soviets, right, Danielle?
That's exactly right. Yeah, back then that's who they were. I want to know if this is scary before I get close to it. How scary is it, Ryan?
On a scale from 1 to 10, from what I'm reading, I'd give it a 4.
Oh, okay, so you could read this in the evening then.
Yes, it's more of a thriller, and there are some, at times it does get heavy into the science fiction, but you have to, just to explaining things, right? but for the most part, he kind of keeps it layman's terms, and he kind of just brings the action, the mystery, the intrigue. It's very character driven. You get to learn a lot about the characters, and I like that. Typically, you know, sometimes in the thrillers, you don't really, it's more about the action than it is the characters. So he keeps a really good balance. It's just fantastic. And I can't say enough good things about Ray Porter. His voices are unbelievable, and his performance in everything. There's not one thing that I've not liked of his.
So this is, Danielle, the way we're going to have to rate these things is, so Ryan, is this a daytime or nighttime kind of horror enough for you?
What time of the day can you listen to this? Yeah, Ryan's scale.
That's the scale.
Well, in our family, we had my grandchildren called their grandfather Bapapa, and they would rate books, not for Bapapa. If there was anything in which a child was hurt, no, you can't watch that movie, and he can't read that book, because if there's a child getting hurt, not suitable for him.
I think that's awesome.
Of course.
Rye, should we move into the second book?
Of course. This one, like I said, I'm going to keep it a little bit closer to Halloween, but we're so focused on the horror and the scary and, you know, making you nervous all through the Halloween month. I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a different spin on this. So this book has just come out, and it's got great reviews from Audiophile magazine on their website. It was one of their featured books on Tuesday when it was released. And it's gotten such great reviews, and it's called Sauerkraut by Kelly Jones.
Sauerkraut.
And it's interesting because and you'll see the title, it gives sort of a funny kind of lighthearted take on Halloween and the spookiness around it, right? So the premise of the story is that a small child, I believe he's about eight or nine years old, is cleaning out the basement, and his going to pay him some money to put towards a computer. But he somehow opens a portal and gets interacted with his great grandmother as a ghost. And she's from the old country back in Germany. So her accent is very thick German, and she kind of convinces him to do some stuff. But she's a friendly ghost. She's not a scary ghost. So it's more about the power of imagination, I would say, is a big theme in this book. And it's really great. It's shelved as a young adult book, so it's safe for all ages. And just some of the mischief that him and his air quotes grandmother get into. They go to the county fair. That's always the popular Halloween place. They do a little bit of spins there, and they kind of do some other things, and they really do get into a little bit of mischief. But it's really, really sounding like a great book. And if it's not the story that you're going to love, it's the narration, because it's done so fantastically. And the German accent is awesome. They actually featured that as part of the preview of the book, and that's what drew me in. As soon as I listened to it and read this review, which I usually don't do, I was drawn in and said, I have to grab this one.
That sounds really cool. I like a good friendly ghost, like a grandmother seems to me to be a ghost who you can handle.
Yeah, right. And then they call it sauerkraut because their goal is to make the world famous great grandma sauerkraut at the county fair. But, you know, best laid plans can always go to waste, right? So you have to follow them along the trail and see where they end up. But it's sounding like a really great listen, and I can't wait to do this one. It's a shorter book. It's only about just under 5 hours, so you'll be able to finish it in a day if you're ambitious. And you know what? It's up there. Like I said, it's climbing my to-read list, and I'll be done it before the end of October.
Wow. What a great Oktoberfest kind of book with bringing in the fall fairs and sauerkraut and everything like that with the feel. And Ryan, do we find now stuff like the German accent? There's so many things that we always are amazed of what narrators can do. And even for their game, it's really stepping up on what they're asked to do. Can they cut it? But also, like you said about Ray Porter, finding people that can read stuff and really suit the book. Like to look at the Rolodex, to look through and say, hey, wouldn't you enjoy a job like that, assessing that, you know what, this is a book Danielle McLaughlin has to read.
And you know what? Sometimes it's almost like he had to use a machine, or she had to use a machine to do that accent. There's no way that's, you know, her voice or his voice. But, you know, sure enough, it is. There's no funny business. It's just they got it down pat, whether it's through classes or practice or whatever it might be. They seem to get it down pat, and it's fantastic. It really shows all the tremendous hard work that goes into the narration of these books.
I can't imagine people thinking it's machine driven, like we're talking about something that Kid Rock is doing, you know, like, oh, change that guitar sound. No, how do you get an accent? How do you allow, you know, maybe switching back and forth, you tight edit? But that's just crazy thinking something different like that, or thinking people can do
that. There are some wonderful voice actors out there, and they can do a lot
really
of switching.
Yeah.
I have some favorite audiobook actors who are, you know, who do the voicing, and gosh, they really keep you enthralled, don't they?
Yeah.
And you know what? The best thing is a lot of them have Twitter or Instagram accounts, and you can actually follow them, and they tease a little bit of what they're doing, what's coming next, or here's a quick sample of what I sound like, or here's an outtake from a book that was released 2 years ago. And it's really funny. So I would recommend, you know, following as many as you can on social media. And, you know, they're really interactive with their audience, because they love the fans just as much as we love their work.
And it's a nice, peaceful thing to do on social media, too, to review a book instead of all the nasty things that we've been talking about earlier in today's show. So that's great to hear about. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Ryan Hui joins us every Friday to talk audiobooks on the Chatty Bookshelf.
You know, I still wonder, is technology there that we could actually have enough to say on Twitter, I think that person has had assistance being able to create that accent or switch quick enough? That in itself is a trick enough, and a lot of these guys do that even before the editing, able to just switch and go into that other character. So I find that kind of, wow, that's an interesting thing to even hear of somebody being accused of. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to look back at the week that was here on Kelly and Company. It's Cut for Time, next, right here on AMI Audio. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.